Welcome to the Central Assembly Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from our weekend service. We pray that as you listen, you will encounter the life and love of Jesus and be encouraged to experience what we've found to be the best life possible.
We'd like to have something there that ties things in a little bit. Those animals are pretty cool. Maybe you came today with an expectation of a certain kind of animal.
There's a couple of good fathers in the room here.
Anybody have one of those? You were expecting a certain, you were looking like you knew there was going to be a tiger here.
I shared this with you before. You were just certain of that,
or maybe your favorite animal.
I think one of
God has made some amazing things, hasn't he? And we get to take a view of that today just a little bit. God's made some great creation.
God is
they're out there in the wild.
Father,
and when you're out in the wild in your everyday life, you're going to encounter some of not those kind of animals, but different kind of animals.
Celebrate
you're
going to
run into some different things.
We honor that today.
In different places. You may have had some hopes to see a certain kind of animal. And so I'm going
to
give you we're going
to
do a little sound quiz here. All right. You guys ready for that? A little quiz? A little trivia.
To celebrate
all right,
that.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to. Well, first of all, I'm going to have you sound off, okay? Whatever your favorite animal sound.
And the idea is that we all get to celebrate this.
Your favorite
and
animal sound.
We all get to draw
sound.
This out and call this forth.
Vivian, you ready for this? You don't look amused.
Part of our lives as father.
We get to show them that honor. Whatever your favorite animal sound is, on the count of three, you're
going to
make that animal sound, okay? Are your favorite animal?
That's
okay.
A whole different game right there.
You guys all ready?
Willing to,
okay,
to respect
one,
and honor
two,
that role of father.
Three.
All of a sudden, it's a healthy thing instead of a battled thing, right? And so we all get to play a part.
All right, some interesting animals. All right.
I know there are also situations
interesting
where,
stuff.
Where
now,
there are some broken
here's what I'm
going to
do. I've got some animal sounds queued up here, all right? And so we're going to check this out on the screen. And you guys can try to guess what these animal noises
things, but,
are, okay?
When
you hear it and you think you know
father,
what it is, you can just shout it out. And just be courteous. Don't,
father God,
don't take over the whole place, all right? But here we go, all right? So we got a couple sounds.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
It's coming up. It's a little quiz show.
Right.
So you guys,
right?
If we what animal is that? That's a
taint the word dad to mean something foolish and ignorant.
Then all so of the trivia show is about to begin in 3, 2, 1, and
bam, 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 bam.
Okay, here we go. All right, here comes some sounds. Are you ready?
Because fatherhood is God's idea. It's his identity. And when it's done right, it is
Pastor, that's just a dog,
it reflects
man.
The glory all to him. So
today's message, we're going to be obviously dealing with this concept of fatherhood. And I wanted to start it out with some shout-outs to dads.
The monkey!
And if you guys help me out, I know.
You think it's a monkey?
I'm a pastor, so I don't get to miss too many Sundays. And so what I'm going to do is something. I'm going to Facebook Live.
He sounds angry, too.
Something
all right, what's the next
my
one?
Dad. You guys help me with that? All right. So we're going to start a live video.
I hear bird. I hear.
And we're starting a live video.
Seagulls.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, happy Seagulls, Father's Day. Right. I just wanted to send this out to Doyle Bradshaw. I'm here at church this morning. Say hi, everybody. And we're taking a moment to shout out to dads.
Anybody like
so
bugs?
Dad, I want
anybody?
To say thank you for loving on me.
No,
thank you for
okay,
giving me a
Jennifer
head start in life.
Okay.
And helping me out.
All right, what's the next
one? I just want to take a moment of our service to celebrate dads, and particularly Doyle Bradshaw, my dad. Dad, I love you. Happy Father's Day. We'll talk to you later. God bless you. All right.
Sheep are
cool.
Loud.
There. Thanks for helping me celebrate Father's Day with my dad.
Oh, what's this one?
I also want to give a shout out to dads who. Oh, yeah. Dads with babies in the house. God help you and bless you, okay? Dads with babies in the house, right? Like the little ones that don't know what nighttime means. Those babies, you know?
Be alert and
I guess
a sober mind.
Teenagers
your enemy
too.
The devil
anyway,
prowls around like a roaring
but shout out
lion.
To you dads who are going
looking
to bat. Dads
to
who
devour.
Change diapers. Come on. Yeah.
Wow.
Celebrate the... okay, anyway. All right.
Let's start up again. All right.
Yeah,
cool.
So shout out to dads. Welcome to the club, dads
we
with babies in the house.
The room today
welcome to fatherhood.
Okay.
And it
so
gets better.
Saying,
it gets real fun when they turn about two and they can interact
Genesis,
and play
thank
with you.
That's kind of what we dads like. Anyway,
how many of you guys want to make it out? You don't want to go to lunch.
I want to give
a shout out this morning as well to Ron Hoskins.
Yeah, so that's kind of how that works.
Yeah, so today's message is called Predators.
He's gone on to be with Jesus,
and he showed us what fathering is like.
All right.
And praise
predators,
God for him and the men like him. Maybe
say
you
that
lost
to somebody
a father
next
in your life.
Predators.
We celebrated Ron's homegoing yesterday and his
possibilities. Okay.
But I want to give a shout
now,
out
when
to
you're
those
following
men
Jesus,
they have
living
the
your
good
life,
they
going to
the
school,
race, they
working your job,
and praise God for them.
Stuff,
amen.
Different things.
So shout out to those dads
life.
Who've gone on. Before
one of those challenges is right here in 1 Peter chapter 5.
Also, want to give a shout out to the recent empty nester dad
on the screen. It says that
you know who you are.
The devil is out to get us. It says,
"Wow, this is
be self-controlled and alert."
What do I do with myself? All day long.
You're
I'm not managing all these things. Or maybe you're
like
fixing their house instead of yours. I don't
like
know.
A roaring
but
lion.
Empty nester dad, we want
to
say congrats
to
you on this new season of
he's
life.
Described
it's different.
As a roaring lion.
It's changed.
Around,
but praise God for different seasons
trying
of
to
life.
Ruin
right?
our lives.
The last
kids
kid
maybe
gone
are,
recently.
Are loud
it's a new day for you. So congrats
real.
To you, Dad.
But I got news for you.
I also want to give a shout out to our favorite fictional TV dads.
Amen.
Because they can't. They don't care. But you know,
even though
who you think
the lion may be the king of the jungle.
Several
like God's
people come to mind,
kings.
Identities. Maybe
right?
they were the
so
good side of it. Maybe
that.
They were
we
the not so good side of it.
But
maybe
he wants to devour us. He is a predator
Uncle
that's
Phil.
After us. But we don't have to be afraid
right?
of it.
Yeah, come
He'll
on,
try
Fresh Prince Bel-Air. You learned some
stuff
from
Uncle
Phil. Just
like that lion on the video.
To bring somebody
God
in the family, whatever it is. So maybe it's Zeke.
That
or
predator
Jack,
can only do so
it's
much.
Andy
and
Griffith,
can only do so
whoever
much
you
in the
are,
world,
TV
and in
fictional
your life,
dads,
and he can
we
roar
say
all he wants.
Thanks for what we learned.
He can
from
make
you
all the noise.
Day,
he
whether
wants.
It was, we'll just repeat
God
the good
is the one that sets the boundaries, and God's
yeah, we'll
got
to do that.
All right, amen.
So thanks to the TV,
so,
the fictional
so,
TV.
So he can proudly.
And also, I
want to
give a shout out
as long as you don't jump in the cage with him
in the room.
You're going to be just
they're
fine.
Like, well, this isn't for me. Well, that's
right.
Maybe.
So we don't join in on what he's doing.
And so we give a shout out. Everybody's looking
way.
Over here, guys.
So
don't get in any hurries.
Predators, but when you follow
don't
Jesus,
any
you realize there's also
timing, not
problems. Everybody say problems.
Desires. Okay.
Because life
okay,
gets
anyway,
full of problems sometimes. And all the parents
the future
said,
dads in the room, I challenge you to take good
hey,
notes.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. Yeah,
and take your time.
There's a lot of problems
take good
going
notes.
On in life. We got different stuff.
There's
deal
no
with.
Rush on this, but most
maybe
importantly,
you got problems
let
that
the
one
word
of your
God
show
broke.
You
while
how
I'm talking,
Father
and you
God
can't figure
does
out how to keep
it best.
Yes.
Look at it. No, they didn't break.
That's
okay.
what we're going to turn our
well,
brains
did.
To a little
yeah,
bit this morning. Now, my last
don't
shout out goes to a future dad, but this turns into sermon.
Maybe you've got problems like rent is higher than it ever has been.
My last shout out goes to a future dad. Also,
maybe
the subject
maybe work is difficult. Maybe you're not excited about school starting in less than a month.
Engaged to be married.
Yeah, problems. You got
hopes
problems,
and dreams,
right?
Excitement going on.
Jesus
like,
was very
like,
clear that
us, though
his ways are right
one, I'm so excited.
And best.
We get to be
they
together.
Are not always
we're gonna be
easy.
Married.
And
you're
and
going
then
to have
she,
issues. You're
going
to have to do hard
done things.
Things
God's
there's
way.
Going to be tough choices
you've
to be made. Like
faithful,
like
and pure,
giving
you've
to help done
others
the right way, the way God
always
describes
more
in His Word.
For
and
me,
you're saving all that excitement and
like,
consummation
sometimes
for the
have
wedding
hard
night.
Times
and
bad
then
things
your
happen
fiance
because there's
tells
sin
you
in the world. And some people just pregnant. Do rotten things, and their bad choice makes problems for us.
And you know, you're like, wait a second.
Sometimes we make bad choices and create problems for ourselves.
So, what's up, girl?
We right? disobey mom and dad.
Like, hold
we do
on a second.
Wrong. We lie, and then it requires that we lie again, and then it requires that we lie
time out, lady.
And so we create some of those problems
what do you mean
for
you're
ourselves.
Pregnant?
Either way,
there's only one way you get pregnant,
problems
right?
in this life.
And we're not doing that. So
those
what,
are problems
what's
that we
going
create
on here?
For ourselves, and hopefully we're smarter than
imagine
that.
Imagine that emotion.
We'll
imagine that.
But other times our problems are because of other people's choices.
I can
when
imagine
someone takes your stuff or
my
when someone
reactions
hurts us.
Responses.
Sometimes our problems are hard to deal with, but Jesus
the frustration,
wants
the
to
disappointment,
encourage us
the anger,
today, okay?
the whatever it may
so,
be.
Let's look at John chapter 16,
relate to that
verse 33.
That for a second.
On the screen.
Wow.
Because when it comes to problems, Jesus says
that
in this world you will have trouble.
Apparently,
but take
she did
heart
this without
because
you.
I have overcome
the
world. So Jesus
quiet
said, you're
going to
have
this,
problems. It's just going to happen.
This
it's okay.
Future dad's
because I've
responses.
Overcome the world and you can too.
But what it does tell us is that Joseph
right, so
decided
through,
to break it
so
off
don't
quietly.
Lose heart. Don't get defeated.
And
don't get
not
upset
shame
and
her.
Frustrated. But hang in there because
the
Jesus overcame it. That means
Father God
we
had
can
to intervene.
Our problems
I Joseph
too.
In this
so
moment.
We got predators. We've got problems.
Fatherly advice. Always allow God
Jesus
to give you fatherly advice.
Of, handle both of those.
Always allow His
here,
word.
It's all worth
and maybe
it.
Even
here's
a special revelation
it.
Of a vision
because of
or,
the
or word of God to your heart. Always
everybody
let Him speak into your situation. Sometimes
Matthew
we get so bothered with the predators
tells us
and
about
the problems in this life
Mary
that we forget why we're here.
And God's
in the first
guidance
place.
Of Joseph.
The
amazing his
love for God is revealed in
God
how
has
he dealt
God has
with
being
wonderful
wronged.
Things in store for us. God has great
Joseph
experience.
Might have been a pretty qualified
he has
father
what I
when
like
start
to call the best
it.
Life
possible.
Because when he was wronged, he didn't
try to
wrong
back. It's offered to us through life in Christ.
He actually did the
godly
thing.
God told us what
he
is all about in John 10:10. He says this: the thief comes only to steal,
but the Lord intervened,
kill,
and the Lord
and
showed
destroy.
Up. And I'm pretty sure
I would have needed an angel to show up to me too.
Life
and life
to the
fullest.
My fiance is having a baby.
That's what Jesus wants you to recognize.
What's up?
The enemy, yes, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy.
What's going on here?
He wants to wreck. He wants to
God showed up in his moment
to destroy you. That's what Satan's all about. That's what sin is all about.
He didn't want to embarrass her. He didn't want to prove he was right.
He was quiet.
Jesus has come to give us full life.
Dad's, what a great example for us.
Life possible. Say that to somebody next to you.
Best
shut up and pipe down.
Possible.
Right?
So this is way more than just money.
Hold on a second. I don't know
having expensive toys.
What your home was like.
This is life
my home
with purpose.
Had a quiet person
this is
and a loud
God
person.
God is what you were made for.
Who else's home like that?
Making sure you don't miss out on that. He
my dad
made
was
it
the
possible
loud one.
For us to have life
he
at all.
A reason. For
being connected to,
hear, to
a
right?
church is a really important part of life. If you're not, you are missing out.
Climb up and not talk.
On the best life possible.
That's a real good combination,
like, well,
by
no,
the
church
way.
Is just different stuff.
It's
no,
kinda,
what I'm
kinda,
telling
kinda,
you
kinda
is that the best
but,
life possible is found in a
the
relationship
loud bush
with
God.
The oftentimes in our
you
society.
You live that out amongst
we,
the church.
We equate loud and
the
overbearing
church is not
with
just
macho.
Services on Sunday. Church is
right?
Relationships.
If I can impose
church
my will
people,
either
church
physically or verbally or intimidate someone,
it's
then I'm
with God
and
man.
With
I'm in
others.
Charge.
And then also being right with people is
Joseph
an amazing part of life.
Didn't buy into
if you're
that,
walking around not
right
in right relationship
thing.
With people, then
he held his
you're
tongue.
Doing it wrong. And he gave God
and
an
yeah,
opportunity
your
to redeem the situation.
And miserable and upsetting.
If Joseph would have come out
but
and
Jesus
defamed
wants to
her,
give you good
and
relationships.
Made
it
seen out of it.
Healthy. Life.
There'd have been no recovering, and God's
so
will
you
would
can
have been
have the most
open
out of this,
because of his
decision
days and these nights.
But instead,
he
submitted
plan.
To what the Lord.
So when you're right with God and people, the
see,
possibilities
isn't defined
for your life
by noise
are
and exertion. It's defined
we often
by
forget
power
that in the
held
of our
in
problems,
check.
Don't we?
We just get so sidetracked by
have grace
to do this,
and wisdom
have
to
value
that,
people
deal with this
over
that we miss out
the
on
problem.
What's possible.
It's a powerful tool
God
for
has
Father.
Beauty in store for you. God
to
has
value the
healthy relationship. He has
over
wonderful
the
experience. It'd be really sad
you
to have all kinds of fun
situation
stuff
and lose
on
the
your life and nobody
forever,
to
right?
share it with, right?
I've often heard a joke about the pastor that
went golfing
on a Sunday morning.
How to deal with that.
He called in sick and went and played golf.
Times to stand strong.
And he hit a hole in one.
But we also, many times, we default to that
instead of giving the consideration to just holding our tongue for a minute,
right?
That's something so I learned about Ron.
He can't share that experience with anybody. Our life is best
spoke,
shared with the people around us. And Jesus wants hearing. Us to have that kind of a life.
I pray those are my words too.
One that's fulfilling.
And I don't just babble
one
on
that's
at the
amazing.
Mouth, even though I'm a preacher. And
so
that's what we get
God has amazing
anyway, so.
Plans for you to discover your gifts
so her,
and to put them
to
use. God has designed
with
you with a specific end in
while
mind.
While being wronged. Fatherhood doesn't demand
with specific
rights,
uses of who you
fatherhood
are.
Loves
the interests and
honors.
The stuff that you like to do, the stuff that's really important and significant
that's a big
to
deal.
You.
And dads, if you've
God
been around very long, you know how that works,
you
right?
You can be fulfilled in that.
Because there's stuff that you want to do too. But
and so you can have the best life.
You understand that you
possible.
Love and you honor
that's
others.
What it's all
you
about.
Don't just demand what's yours.
Excuse me, but I'm preaching. Okay.
If your kids have an image of you just demanding what you do right. rightfully deserve, they're missing a little
so
bit of Father
problems
God.
Can't hold you back
God
because we overcome obstacles
really
through Jesus Christ.
So much.
Predators can't scare me into a cage. How about you?
Different personality there. So
you don't have to be
Matthew,
scared into a cage.
One,
predators. God
sends an angelic
has
message
set us free
to
Joseph,
live
the best life possible.
Which
and the possibilities
like I said before,
are limitless when you decide to practically
in a vision. He gets an understanding of who God is. And God said, and here's
so
what the text says
this
in Matthew
with a word of prayer,
chapter 1.
I want to give you a chance
because
to respond to
Joseph,
today,
her husband, was faithful to
ways.
The
first
law,
of all,
and yet
maybe
did
you're
not
here
want to
and you're
expose
dealing with
her to
in
public
life.
Disgrace.
You're dealing with people that are out to mess with you.
He had in mind
maybe the enemy's trying
quietly.
To mess your world up and wreck your life. Maybe there's temptations
isn't it interesting
coming
that
at
people
you
who love somebody
with,
in one moment
case
when something
is,
changes
but
all of a sudden
trying
they hate
to
that
ruin
person and defame them?
And you know God has better.
They would have fought for them.
You say, Pastor Steve, people are there's things
that
are going on, but
I just
need to give this to God.
She's the one.
Do you feel like you're under attack?
Oh, she's dead to me. I hate her.
God
she's so stupid and ugly anyway. What?
And
like, where did that come from?
Free.
That's lashing out. Just pipe down, process it, figure out what's going on. So, verse 20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord
problems.
Appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David,
with
do messes
not be
that
afraid
you've made.
To take Mary home as your wife.
Pastor, you don't even know.
Because
I
what
don't.
Is conceived
right
in her
okay,
is from the Holy
but
Spirit.
Maybe you've got issues. Maybe you've got stuff that you've made some messes and you're dealing with
she
the consequences.
Give birth to a son.
You're dealing with the
you
fallout on
the
that.
Name Jesus
maybe you're facing problems that others
people
have pushed on you. Maybe others have hurt you.
Do you need Jesus?
He tells Joseph, this is my doing. She's been faithful, and so have you, Joseph. And then possibilities. Do you feel stuck?
Please, listen.
Do you need God to take the lid off Joseph in a dream
and show you what he can
raise my son? Can you imagine how quickly that serval cat would have gotten around the room without a leash on?
That's overwhelming.
Right?
God interrupts his sleep.
Because God designed this thing to move,
vision and
right?
says, please raise my
that,
son.
To spring and to attack and to
we
use
go on and on about the Virgin Mary,
the
mother
where
of
he
Jesus,
gone,
but
it'd have been fast.
Joseph is left off to the side.
Right? And I want to challenge you this
when
morning
he took
that
on
God
a son that wasn't
his,
many
of us
him
for
as
some
his
stuff,
own
we're either living
for
in the
life,
crate that they brought around
he showed
in,
more of the grace, the
or we're
glory,
living on
and the
leash
of
because
God
of different things that we're just
most of us
by.
Have ever mustered.
We're not allowing God to take the leash off and let us be who he's created us
he
to be.
He revealed the heart of Father God
to let us run fast
to the very
high.
Son of
so
God in his place in
a
physical way.
God wants to do amazing things through the way he's designed and created dynamic.
Those are
request.
The possibilities.
Don't get
he
stuck
woke
just in the leash and in the moment of where you what
obeyed.
You can only see and do now. Realize
the scripture
that God
doesn't
great
go into all the details. It doesn't talk about
you.
When Jesus was four.
There's great opportunities for you. The possibilities
Lord, thank you,
are
God,
incredible.
That it's not in the Bible what Jesus did when he was
and
four.
And if we seek
right?
him, if we ask him, God will
there's
show us
a lot of information or detail there.
We
all we have
him.
Is the fact that Joseph
he'll lead
just
us that
did.
Way, and he'll
he
order
served
our steps
the role
so
of the
Father.
He obeyed the voice of the Lord.
So if you would, bow your heads with me this morning.
He simply was the Father on this earth that Jesus needed.
Fatherhood portrays
if you're here this
God.
Morning, say, Pastor Steve,
he loved his wife.
When you talked about
we
predators.
We see that clearly because
I feel
he
like
didn't
I'm
even want
attack.
To defame
like
her when he felt wrong. He loved her more than
set me free.
His own good name,
I feel like
right?
that's an issue that I'm struggling with.
He put her first.
Would you
pray powerful
for me? Anybody
trait of
fatherhood.
Raise your
put
hand
the family
I'm not gonna ask
in front of his own desires and interests.
Yep, I see a hand there. Anybody else?
And he adopted and raised the
I feel
Son
like
of God
just
as
stuff
his own.
That's messing with me.
There was no
and
indication anywhere in Scripture
it,
that Joseph dropped the ball
out,
or gave
so
less
here.
Than his best.
Other hands.
There's no information in the Scripture that points
anybody
us that
else?
Way.
All right.
He was the one teaching
Predator,
Jesus the Word of God
right. what about this?
In their home.
What about problems?
Maybe you're feeling
that's a mind-bender.
Maybe you're
right?
dealing with messes that you've
Joseph
made,
was teaching the Word of God.
Or maybe facing problems that other people have caused for you. Other stuff that's just
right?
affecting your
but
life.
But he's
it's
the one doing that. He's the
that
Father
given
in the memory
but
vessel.
You want God to show up
and
help you.
And
yeah.
let me just challenge us, dads.
Anybody here?
In our society, in our culture, we have
right,
relegated
yeah.
a lot of that to
I
other people.
Hand. I see another one there.
We've relegated
one,
yeah. a lot of that teaching and learning to
I got
to classrooms,
going on
to
and
teachers,
I need God
to other settings,
and
other situations. Especially even in the church situation. Your sons and daughters are not
right
supposed
now,
to
right?
be discipled by
that.
The church.
Let's
They're
the,
supposed to be discipled
problems.
By
Father
in the name
you.
Of Jesus.
Trained up by
you.
You
show yourself
you.
Mighty.
You are the one that teaches
the
them. And the church comes alongside and supports
today.
What you're saying.
Because we've
there
all known that when
your
parents
lives,
say to do
something,
the enemy's trying
like,
to steal, kill, and destroy.
Do that.
He's roaring
and somebody
around
else
trying
comes
to make
say, hey, you should
a wreck
do that.
Of our
like,
life.
That's a great
God,
idea.
You
and
give
the parents
us
are going,
life.
What the heck?
To the fullest.
Like, what just
so
happened
in the name
here?
Of
I just
Jesus,
said that and you
wouldn't
do it, but he said it
and
it's cool now, right?
That are messing with our life and messing with our days and short-circuiting the plan that you have
But the discipling role is yours, Dad. You're the priest of
we
the home.
We ask God that you would cage those beasts and set us
the
free.
The teaching of how to study the Bible,
so we're not
the devotions, the prayer,
with those issues,
all that
God,
stuff's supposed to be
led
by Dad.
For those of us who are facing problems,
Amen,
God, I pray
church?
That you would bring resolution, that
That's
you would bring hope, and you would bring solution
does.
To those problems.
So Jesus and Joseph had that relationship.
If it's in our control,
He's
God,
the one
let
teaching
us make
the word.
Wise decisions.
He's the one modeling
if it's not
the strength.
In our control,
He's the one
help
illustrating
us to be
power
patient
and
grace
and
compassion so that Jesus could pick that up and do likewise. He showed
because
him
God, you
want to
do
all of that. He showed
that
the love of taking
see,
in a son that wasn't even his. And he portrayed the love of God.
And that's what I pray over this body. I pray for the possibilities, God.
Powerful.
That you would take the
He's
lid
the one
off.
Teaching
that you would
carpentry.
Take the roof off of our perspective.
And responsibility.
Of our
Jesus,
that we
clean
wouldn't
your room.
See things as a caged animal with only
Jesus,
5 feet to roam.
Jesus, pick that stuff up. God, we would see the
Hopefully
opportunity
you don't say that
you
much
have
your house.
In store for us.
Use the Lord's name
the
in vain.
The plans
Jesus.
And the purposes
okay, anyway.
That you want All to right. accomplish through us.
Because
He's the one teaching carpentry responsibility. He's the one teaching character. He's the one instilling those traits and values
to use
in
our
Jesus
talents, to use
in that
our
setting.
Gifts,
He's the one saying, son, this is how we do it. This is how
to
we do it.
The lives of those
I've,
around
I've
us and to walk
and worked
in
and begged
walk
my kids
joy,
so hard to understand that we don't just give them lists of rules. We give them understanding
the joy,
so that they
the life
can own
that.
That.
So they don't have to say, I'm not allowed to do that. They just say, that's not something I do.
It's a whole different list right there, right?
If you're not allowed to do that, that means if somebody's not around, you can go ahead and try it.
These young kids in here today.
But if it's not something I do, then it doesn't matter who's around.
Family, we pray over them right now in the name of Jesus that they would not be limited by our failures or by our shortcomings, but God, that you would take that limit off of them and let them see what's possible.
He was probably the one that Jesus resembled as he physically walked.
But you would help them to dream dreams that you give them.
That gate, that step that you can just identify.
Some of them could be missionaries that are traveling around the world seeing people saved. Some of them could be innovators and creators right here in this city or maybe somewhere else in America, God, where they are changing people's lives through the gifts and the talents that you
and he walked, and when he had his son, we got to see them, and his boy was walking around with him,
gifts
and they were walking
God,
somewhere,
speak life
and Brian, 6 foot
to those
five,
dreams,
Brian,
and we speak hope
toddling
to
son.
Rise up inside of this
the
next
exact
generation.
Same gate, like the arms moved, the step was
they
exactly
would go
the same.
Farther
like,
than we've ever even thought was possible.
He's been cloned, right?
But they would do things that we thought
because
were impossible,
he picked that up.
God.
He learned
take
that
the lid off
father,
of the possibilities of what we can see and do through
probably resemble how Joseph walked.
You have no limits.
He learned that.
You have no ending. You are life and you are creation and you are beginning.
His mannerisms.
He was the father that pointed Jesus to.
Father, I pray for the generation that goes before them, even right now, that maybe they feel like their time is already gone.
But
based
on your experience and
your preferences,
but ultimately,
you have plans for us.
Portrays.
God, even though we may be in the middle of our lives, we may be in the latter stage of our lives, God, you have plans and purposes for us. To speak into the lives of others, to show forth your goodness,
Father,
and
isn't pointing people
to God,
then
we are doing it wrong. Help us to pursue opportunity to give,
and we've got
to
be man enough to say that and admit that,
to share what you've placed inside of us with the world around us.
But if my version of fatherhood does not make people understand who God is,
we've caged ourselves in a safe place,
then I'm doing it wrong.
And God, I pray that you would take the lid off.
And I need to get that shaped up in the right direction.
And help us to walk in the dangerous will of
God. Does Father God correct us?
Because
absolutely
that's where life
does.
Happens.
He gives us instruction. He gives us discipline and guidance. It's critical
you,
to
Lord,
being a father.
For the problems that we can overcome. We thank you for
does
the
Father God
that
ever
show your greatness
us?
And your might. And ultimately, God, we praise you for the possibilities of the days to come. So
be glorified
when dads,
through our
when
lives,
we're tired
in Jesus' name.
And when we're weary,
and everybody's
when we're
said,
worn out from working or whatever it is
amen.
That we're doing, video
amen.
Gaming, however you dad, just God help you. Okay,
anyway,
whatever it is you're doing, you get yourself wore out.
When we go to
and
youth
and
camp,
the kids are just,
some of the youth pastors
have
discovered that they start praying.
Let's not ignore them because the Father God doesn't ignore us.
Prayer,
let's engage them. Amen.
Talk for a long time.
But I'm tired. You don't know how long I worked. I
want to give you one more option this morning. It's the ultimate option. It's why we're here. It's why we came today. It's why this church exists.
They just want dad.
And it's called a
and
relationship.
And I've also just a dad
tip.
I don't have all this dad thing figured out.
And you don't know
me,
Jesus as your personal Savior.
And one of those is
missing out
when
on the best
they want
life
to do
possible.
Something, it doesn't take nearly as long
God
as what
can
I
help
think
you
it
with
would.
Predators and your problems and take the lid
and
off your possibilities and all
okay,
that stuff.
And I'm thinking.
But it begins
gloves,
and
bats,
is centered
bases.
In
where
a relationship
how
with
far
Jesus.
Can we hit? Where we got to go to the field or something? We got.
And
no,
I'm going to offer that to you today.
Go across the yard with the glove.
Throw it to him. One more time and then we'll close things out.
About 3 times.
I want to give you a chance to respond today. Say, Pastor Steve, I don't
know
Jesus as my Savior, but I want to.
We're not going
to
play 9 innings.
Christ,
we don't have to establish all the ground rules. And
habits
and
stuff, God.
Have a catcher too, right?
All this stuff you're talking about.
But be there
yes.
for them. Don't ignore them. Be
yes,
like Father
I need
God
that
and engage.
My life
them.
Is not what
God
it
hears
to
all
be.
Of them.
I need Jesus.
No, they're ridiculous.
If you're here today,
he hears
say,
all of
Steve,
them,
I need
right?
forgiveness of my sins.
He engages us that way. He doesn't
right
ignore
with God
us.
God
so we reflect
if that's
God
you,
when we don't ignore
when
we got
engage.
Contact with me.
Does Father God ever stop loving us?
No. There's no way. No matter what we do, we're still son, right? That can't be taken away from us.
This incredible power, or the incredible power of today, is to realize that you and I are free. We are not stuck in whatever pattern or system or experience of father that you've had. That's the beautiful thing about this. Because we all understand in our society, there's been some really rotten fathering. Right? There's been some jacked up situations. There's been abuse. There's been neglect. There's been abandonment. There's been all sorts of stuff done in the name of dad. And none of it reflects the glory of God. None of that, anyway. But the great thing is that you don't have to repeat that.
You don't have to adopt that. You can just simply do what Father God does and reflect his glory. You're not bound to the system. Well, that's pastor, that's all I know. Well, then know something different. Right? Well, that's just easy for you to say. Well, it's easy for you to say too. Just know something different. Learn something different. Find another somebody else to mentor after. Start looking at the Word and find somebody who's fathering where it's going right. We had students in our youth ministry for years because of broken homes and divorce and neglect and abuse and all those situations. I was the only person they ever knew that treated his wife right. I was the only one. And so I got to be extra dad. I got to be an example of dad to all those students who, when they went home, it wasn't the case. And they learned something by watching somebody else doing something different. I learned fathering from my dad as well as my father-in-law. And I learned a different way of doing that and picked up some things from both sides. And I try to get rid of all the worst of it and keep all the best of it, right? And that's what we have to be actively doing. If you're not working at your fatherhood, then you are neglecting your gift and your craft. God has anointed and appointed you for such a time as this. Own it. And be awesome at it, Dad. Show your kid how good it can be. Show him who God is. No matter what your earthly example of father did, whether it was good, great, awful, unspeakable, you are free to father just like God does. You're free to do that. You're free to learn who he is and how he relates to people and to do the same thing. Is it what comes naturally? Maybe not. Is it effective? Absolutely and eternally, yes. Maybe you were raised by a godly dad that prayed and led and served your family. Maybe your dad was a pitiful excuse for a man that abused and cheated your family. Regardless of whatever your situation and background, you are not stuck. The good news of the gospel is that you are not stuck. Amen? You're stuck in that. You have the power, you have the freedom, you have the gift of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ to be free from that and step forward and do it right and do it well. I don't know how. Find somebody. Read your word. Start following that example. Talk less, learn more, right? How many guys, you just got in a circle and you're supposed to be the one learning and all we can do is yap, 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 yap. Anybody ever been to that? Just shut up and learn something, right? Pipe down. Learn something. Put yourself around a godly man who's going to help you see a different way to do it. But it's up to you, dads. That's the role we have. It's the opportunity that we have. We all know about nature versus nurture. We all understand that. Our temperament and our tendencies, our personalities, we all get that. That's part of the equation. Absolutely. I will not deny that. That is absolutely part of the equation. But it's not the deciding factor. Because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can be a yeller that learns to shut up. Right? If I'm wise enough, if I based on my past experience, my current responsibilities, my past experience, my current responsibilities, and my future hopes and dreams, I can do something different, right? I can do the wise thing. And that's what we're challenged to do today. If you have failed, there's mercy and forgiveness. It's not over. Amen? If you need help, there is grace to empower you. That's what God offers. If you're tired, there is strength and rest for the weary. Hang in there. This is a quick season of life. The one you're in now, it always changes. If you're fearful, the Bible tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of failing. You don't have to be afraid of disappointing. All you have to do is give God your dead level best and show him your love and show your family that love. I'd love to give you a list of do's and don'ts today. You know, it's always the running joke in churches on Mother's Day, we honor and love them, and on Dad's, we bash them, right? Like, moms are so great. Mom, without you, I wouldn't be here. And Dad's, you bunch of sorry, no good dads, you need to get it right. You know, that's not what we're doing. I'd love to give you a list of stuff that you could just take home and put in your closet, and whenever you're getting ready today, okay, I got to do this, I got to do this, don't do this, don't do this. I'd love to give you that list of do's and don'ts, but we all know that information is not what changes you. It's application. You all have everything you need. You have it at your fingertips. You have it at your elbows with people around you. You have it at opportunity. You have the information. You have the access that you need. Now it's just a simple matter of application. What are you going to do with all that info? What are you going to do with all that resource? What are you going to do with that opportunity that God has given us? You need resource and examples, but ultimately, like Joseph, just like Joseph, you get up and you obey the Lord. Just get up and obey the Lord tomorrow. Get up from your afternoon nap. Holy hallelujah, right? Get up from your afternoon nap and obey the Lord. Just do what he says. Just take that opportunity and invest in your family, invest in your people, and show the love of God. You love those kids by showing them a glimpse of Father God. It's our honor to wear the authority and to fill the role of dad. It's a divine role ordained by God himself. So dads, let's make the most of this opportunity. Dads, let's not slow down or get weary. Let's be encouraged today and know that your effort is worth it. You are changing lives for eternity today. I can't do all that today. No, but it starts today. And you follow through the next and the next and the next. And to everyone around dad, because you're like, man, this is not for me today. To everyone around dad, I want you to realize the weight and the challenge that he carries. And support and honor his effort. How beautiful would that be? Realize the weight and responsibility he carries, toting around the opportunity to be the image of God to his family and to the people around him. And honor and support that and celebrate that instead of just nitpicking the failures and the shortcomings, right? Honor that. God blesses when we honor that way. In fact, we're gonna lift these men up in prayer right now. So dads, if you would, stand right up where you're at. Just go ahead. Own it. I love it. See, we try to be subtle about a lot of other things, but when it comes to dad, just man up and stand up. Yeah. Yeah. Stand up right there. Now, here's what I would like to do. Logistics. Okay. Dads, move to the aisles. How about that? We're just going to mobilize around you. So move to the aisles and let's gather around our dads. Can we do that, church? And we're going to lift them up in prayer. So let's get action. Let's get moving. Let's move and come around our dads. Make sure everybody's got somebody praying for them. You don't have to go to your dad, but you can if you want to. That's fine. There's an awesome weight and responsibility and opportunity in front of these dads. Dads, can we give an applause and a round of thanks to our families for helping us do what God's called us to do? Absolutely. I remember taking Ethan home from the hospital and I thought, Lord Jesus, they gave me a human. What in the world am I supposed to do with this? Like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. And that's where most of us dads have felt at some point, right? I'm not sure how to do this. I'm not sure what to do here. I'm a little overwhelmed. It might have been this morning, right? You know? Absolutely. And so we're walking this walk of faith just like you are. We're following our Lord. We're following Jesus. We're following every opportunity that we have to make this the best it can be. And I pray that this is a marked opportunity for you. I pray this is a marked moment that you say, you know what? I didn't think I could do this, but you know what? Through Christ, I can do all things. I'm overwhelmed by this, but I'm not going to back down because my kids are worth it. My kids deserve that. They deserve a clear image of who God is. And nobody's going to give them that but me. So I'm going to step up. I'm going to rise to the occasion. Maybe and I'm speaking to every season of life. Because dads, if you've been around long enough, you know that even the ones that are away from the house still need you. They still call, acting like they know it all, but they're sure looking for some advice. right? They're looking for some info. They're looking for some experience. They're looking for some free labor. Come on. Right? Because they know, surely they know, surely they know you love them more than you even love yourself. That's that glory of God displayed through fatherhood. Can't be expressed. And everybody says, you'll know when you have a kid someday. Blah, 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 blah. Right? You've heard that. Someday when you've got your own little boy, you'll understand what it's like. But isn't it true, Dad? Man, it's powerful. The first step to that is being right with God. All this is crazy talk if you are not right with Jesus. Because you can't do this on your own, and you don't have the right image of fatherhood to put in front of you unless you're right with God. And so this morning, as we've talked about Father God loving you, Father God wants to make things right with you. In fact, He has. See, there was distance between you and God. There was a rift in the relationship. It's called sin. We've all broken that. We've all broken that relationship. We've made a mess of it because we've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus. Jesus came and took that punishment, and He provided relationship with Dad, Father God, for us. If we simply confess our sins and make Jesus Lord of our life, you can be put in right relationship, and then you can start to emulate and imitate Father God for the world around you. But if you don't have God in your heart in the first place, you're going to really have an uphill battle. You're not going to make it that way. So with every head bowed real quick as we close this morning, every eye closed, I just want to give you a chance. If you're here today and you're saying, you know what, Pastor? I'm not right with Jesus. I'm not right with God yet. You're talking about reflecting the glory of God, and I don't really know Him. I'm not right with Him. I don't know who He is. I just know that there's things about my life that don't seem to be working out right, and I can't figure out how to fix it. And maybe I need to try. Maybe I need to give my life to God. There's something inside of you that's saying, this is the way it ought to be. You need to be right with your Dad, Father God. And so whether you're male or female in this place today and you don't know Jesus, today could be your day of salvation. So I want to give you that chance to respond today. You say, Pastor, pray with me. I need Jesus in my life and I want to do that today. If that's you, just raise your hand and make eye contact with me so I can pray with you after service. Anybody here?
Pastor Steve invites you to respond to what you've just heard by putting it into action today. Thanks for listening.